Welcome back to Holy Spirit Radiance. We're back with another episode. Thank you so much for all the sweet comments, the messages. This episode is going to be very different from the previous episodes that I've been recording. The previous episodes are more on teachings, biblical teachings, understanding of the Holy Spirit, how to live, how to position yourself to hear God, and topics such as that. This is going to be more so about describing a dream that I had. Now, this is not something I would typically do. This is something I feel like is coming straight from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants me to put this on a public platform. This is something that God is directing me to do. And when God directs you and tells you to do something, you should always be obedient to Him. Because remember what I said in the last episode, God, He plans for years and years and years in advance and before you. He knows and sees all things. He understands what went on this earth before you did. And so even though things might not make sense to you, I mean, you should still do it because He understands things in the totality of the world, the past, present, and the future. So I'll start off. The dream started off with me looking at myself sleeping and having this dream. Okay. So I can see myself out. Like I was like basically like outside of my body and I could see myself as I was sleeping. As I was sleeping, I saw the enemy just trying to wake me up. I saw him pushing me. I saw him trying to sit on me, trying to wake me up. But it's almost as if I had this like protective covering over me and he couldn't get through the protective covering. To me, this was indicative of just the fact that God is always protecting you. Even in times when you don't feel like you need protection or you don't know that you need protection, God is always seeking your best interests in the spiritual realms. This is a perfect example of this. When we're sleeping, we are most vulnerable. And so we really do need God 24/7. Like there's never a time in your life that you don't need God because He's constantly making sure that you're okay. He's constantly looking for ways to comfort you. And of course, because of the evil that goes on in the world, because of Satan and his influence, it's very easy to think, oh, wow, where can God be in all of this chaos? Where can God be? But it's really important to understand the enemy and the role that he plays in all of this as well. So I'm watching myself and I'm seeing the enemy going back and forth, just trying to wake me up. And then I'm basically like inside the dream. And I look down and I see like this road. I look off to my right. I see these two cars. They were basically two car crashes. The first car crash, I could clearly see that there were bodies. There were a lot of people in the car. There were bodies all over the place. I know this sounds very gruesome, but this is exactly how I saw it in my dream. Everything was very dark, somber. Everything was very dark, cloudy. And I see people kind of pulling their hair and saying, help, 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 screaming help. They couldn't see me. It's almost as if I was just looking at them and they couldn't see me. And I kept walking. And then I look down and I noticed that I could see like the road was basically at the end of the road was basically like the earth was split in half. So the way that I saw it was like if you ever saw like one of those apartment buildings with a lot of different rooms, a lot of different sections. Like if you just took one of those apartment buildings and sliced it in half, that's literally what I saw, but it was in the shape of like the earth. And I could see like different people in different compartments doing different things. And I saw some people, you know, just laying there on their phones. I saw some people just kind of like in a towel, like they just, you know, came home from work and they were resting. I saw some people pacing back and forth as if they were very anxious. I actually saw one person was hanging. They actually hung themselves in their room. And I saw some people just very upset, very anxious, very fearful. I basically just saw different people doing different things, experiencing different situations in their life, going through different seasons. And I was watching it at the same time, looking down into the earth. So I'm looking at the half part of the earth. I'm looking down and all I could see was darkness. I couldn't see anything else but darkness. And then I look up in the sky and then I see these huge words that just say, repent. It just says, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And so at this point, I'm back outside of my body and I could see myself sleeping and I could see myself waking up. And the first thing I saw myself do was pick up my phone and start recording the dream. And then that's when I woke up. And so just the mere fact that I was able to see myself outside of this dream, saw myself in the dream, and saw myself outside of it again, seeing the aspect of the fact that God showed me the enemy is trying to stop this process, Sharique. I'm protecting you, but the enemy does not want you to talk about this. The enemy is going to try everything in his power to try to stop me from speaking this out, from saying it. And as soon as I woke up, I was just completely shocked. You know, I had this dream on December 31st. It's the last day of the year. December 31st, 2020. Last day of the year, did not intend on having a dream like this, did not know what to think of it. I immediately was like, God, do you really want me to do this? And I mean, at that point, there was no question in my mind. You know, I do kind of discuss this in another episode. You know, your dreams come from one of three places. It could come from your soulish realm. It could have a demonic influence, or it could come from God. And this was one of those dreams where I did not even contemplate for a second if it came from God or not, because it was very clear and it was very detailed. And you know, I'm a prophetic dreamer. I have a lot of dreams and visions. If you know me personally, like if you're in my circle and you know, you talk to me regularly, then you know this. You know that this is something that you know, God has blessed me with, and he gifts everyone with these gifts, of course. But of course, when you stay in line and you're obedient with God, the more these things start to happen. I've had them my whole life. I can't really say 100% that I knew how to operate in it in the way that I should operate in it, because, you know, of course you have to understand these dreams and these visions are not for you. They're for other people. They're for, you know, furthering the kingdom of God. It's not necessarily just for your own enjoyment and your own entertainment. It's for a specific reason. I don't think I really understood that my entire life of having these prophetic dreams. And so I questioned a lot up until, you know, when I stayed obedient with God. And now things are very clear to me as to why I'm having these dreams. I've never had a dream that was very public like this. You know, most of my dreams are very personal. So I might have a dream about a friend, something happening with a friend or whatever, but never on a public aspect of things, you know, never on the world needs to repent aspect of it. You know, what's funny is that I feel like with this podcast, I did not want to come on here and start screaming at you guys and saying, repent, 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 because I feel like there's too many Christians out there that just scream at people and they don't break down and discuss to you exactly what it means to repent. They don't break it down. They just scream it at you and expect for you to listen. If you've ever been to a college campus, then you have seen people having these signs up and telling people that they're going to go to hell. And I'm just never in the business of doing any of that. That is not how you spread the gospel. That is not love. If you do not have love when you're spreading the gospel, you do not have anything. And it's not coming from God. I want to be very clear. A lot of people I know, including myself, have been traumatized because of Christians. And because of that, they have you know, just had a bad taste in their mouth of trying to get to know who God is. And that is not the way that God wants you to know, wants you to know him. He wants you to know who he truly is, not who humans portray him to be. And I think that's the biggest reason why a lot of people don't get closer to God or don't want to get closer to God. It's because the way that he's being portrayed is incorrect and it's not of God. So I just wanted to put that disclaimer out here so that you guys know, like, I'm not one of those Christians that's trying to shove this down your throat. You know, but I do want you to understand that your salvation, you know, it is important. And I think this is the reason why that God gave this to me. I really try to emphasize the Holy Spirit. And I think in doing that, I think God is trying to tell me, like, you know, with your episodes, I want you to be diligent and I want you to get serious about discussing salvation. So if you start to hear me talking about that in future episodes, don't be alarmed. you know, I'm not trying to be annoying. I'm not trying to be like every other person, you know, that pushed you away from God. But I do want you to understand Jesus died on the cross for your sins. Okay. That is just the structure of the world. The way that it was immediately after Adam and Eve ate the apple out of disobedience. That was the first sinful act that humans committed. And after that, it's just been a whirlwind of sin. And in order to counteract that, God made it so that way, you know, we could sacrifice animals in order to rectify, you know, the sin that took place. Because the result of sin equals death. And the way that God is able to counteract that is basically that we have our human spirits can live on for eternity. Our temporary bodies are going to, you know, they're going to perish one day, but we do have life in eternity with God. And it got to the point where sin was getting out of control. Can only kill so many animals before, you know, we need something that's going to just cancel out and pay for everything else. And so that is the reason why Jesus died on the cross for your sins. He was basically the ultimate sacrifice. He was the lamb. He's literally the Lamb of God. He is the person that sacrificed his life, and, you know, he's completely blameless. He was sinless. He never committed a sin. He had a deep, intimate relationship with God. He literally showed us how we should be living on this earth. And because of the fact that he was a man when he was here on this earth, he still remains a man. That is the reason why we worship Jesus. Okay. So we worship Jesus because he's just like us. We were already created in the image of God. But there was always, you know, because of the fact that he's God, God is a spirit, and we're people, there was always like this disconnect ever since sin happened. And so Jesus is basically that bridge. He's that mediator. He's that counselor for us. He's that person that bridges the gap. And when Jesus left, he gave us the beautiful gift of the Holy Spirit. So that way we never feel too far away from God, because we can operate through the Holy Spirit. You have the same power of God that raised Jesus from the dead is living inside of you when you accept him into your life. So please, I really, really hope and pray that you take your salvation seriously. No, it's not just a prayer that you read off of a piece of paper. No, believing with your heart that Jesus is Lord, confessing that with your mouth, you know, repenting for your sins and asking God to receive the gift, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's what the baptism of the Holy Spirit is. It's just asking God, receiving the Holy Spirit. Being baptized and baptism of the Holy Spirit are two different things. Being baptized is a symbol that you're giving your life to God. It's a public symbol. Baptism of the Holy Spirit is receiving the Holy Spirit, asking God to receive the Holy Spirit. After you have asked him, or you've confessed with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you've repented for your sins, and you then go ahead and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So it's really important for you guys to understand that Jesus did die for your sins, and it's important for you to repent. A lot of people are living in ignorance. The Bible says, my people perish from a lack of knowledge. A lot of people just don't know. They don't know who they are in Christ. They don't know who God is. And so they live their lives based off of what the world tells them to do, because that's all they know. That's all they know. That's all they've seen. A lot of times parents, you know, raise their kids off of what they know. And if they don't know God, then they're not going to teach their kids about God. And it's really important for us to spread the gospel, for us to allow people to know, because the enemy is doing works. He's doing works and wonders of making people stay in the dark of who they are in Christ. And the devil is alive and well, guys. I cannot stress this enough. If I told you half of my experiences, you guys would probably be like, what? Unless you're a Christian, then you know. But the devil is very real. And it's very important for you to fight against the enemy and try to get to know who God is, okay? You know, just as the scripture says, Matthew 3:2, and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It is at hand. This is life or death, guys. This is not a joke. This is not something to be played with. I'm not trying to scare you or make you go into a frenzy. I'm on the business of talking about, oh, the world's coming to an end. I'm not even going to discuss that unless it's like something that God is giving me to do at a later episode. But I will say that I had this dream at the end of the year. You guys have known what kind of year that we had in 2020. And I don't know exactly why God would give it to me on that specific day, but I know that God does not make mistakes and he is not a God that he shall lie. And I definitely 100% believe that this was a dream directly from God. There's nothing indicating that it came from anywhere else. The devil's not going to give me a dream to tell people to repent. That's the last thing the devil's going to do. I personally would never want to come on here looking crazy, you know, just out of my soulish realm. So I know this has to be coming from God. So do with this information as you will. But I just wanted to state what was happening here. And I wanted to just draw attention to that. Repent, okay? Humble yourself. You might not understand everything. You might not even know the sins that you commit. Repent anyways. All right. Thank you so much for listening, guys. I know this was a little hard because, you know, it's just I talked about a lot of gruesome things and, you know, very serious topics. But I really hope that you guys take this seriously. Please let me know what you think. And, you know, if you happen to have felt anything from the Holy Spirit or you feel like something, you know, you just felt like you had a message or something as you were listening to me speak, feel free to email me. I am so open to that. I love dialogue. If you want me to pray for you, pray with you, let me know and I can get into contact with you. My email address is holyspiritradiance@gmail.com. The Instagram page for this podcast is holy_spirit_radiance. And you can go ahead and DM me. Of course, as you guys know, this podcast is on many platforms. It's on Spotify. It's on Apple. It's on Breaker. It's on SoundCloud. It is on Radio Public. It's on Amazon Music. You can go ahead and ask Alexa to play Holy Spirit Radiance podcast. You can also ask Google if you have a Google Home. And you can just ask Google, play Holy Spirit Radiance, and it should go ahead and play. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for taking the time out of your day. I really appreciate it. And I hope you guys have a good rest of your day.